We think of Afghanistan as a nation ravaged by war, and for most of its recent history, it has been. Even before the U.S.-led invasion in 2001 and the current war, the country had endured decades of conflicts. But that battle-scarred Afghanistan is not the country that Mo Kayomi remembers living in as a kid. Kayomi grew up in Afghanistan in the 1950s and 60s before leaving to study and work in the U.S. and the Middle East. He's now the president of San Jose State University in California. And for the past several years, he's been collecting pictures of the Afghanistan he once knew and publishing them online. Mr. Kayomi, I understand you got the idea from an old book.
Absolutely. This was a picture book that I had seen when I was growing up in Afghanistan. And in the last few years, I tried to see if I could grab a hold of that one. And that basically is how this project started.
Now, I'm looking at the pictures here, and they're mostly these very chic 1960s sort of Mad Men-esque shots. Did this strike you as a particularly optimistic time in Afghanistan?
Well, absolutely. This was quite an optimistic time. Things were moving more towards modernity and the schools and all of the systems. You know, there was a lot of optimism in Afghanistan at that time.
Mr. Kayomi, one of the most stunning things about the pictures is the difference between the way women were dressed then and the way women dress now. When I've been there, I've been told that, you know, the burqa essentially is an Afghan tradition. Whatever Islam says, this is the tradition of Afghanistan. Your pictures kind of give lie to that assertion.
Well, absolutely. I think part of it is that what people don't realize is the burqa did not come from Afghanistan. Burqa has really come from India. If you look at Afghanistan of the 40s, 50s, 60s, or if you look at 20s and 10s and whatever, there was no burqa. Burqa really came much later. And it was interesting, when I was growing up, we could see burqa in the cities sometimes, but not in the countryside.
Really?
So, and I remember when in the countrysides, when we were, you know, as kids were going there, women normally would not be wearing burqa, but when they were being invited to somebody's house, then it was part of like the, you know, the more, you know, the clothes to go for a formal function. So that's when women were wearing burqa. So burqa is not, the word burqa and also the whole setup is not something that came or was developed in Afghanistan. It came from India in the 1920s and 30s to Afghanistan. It's not something that has been part of Afghanistan society.
It's something essentially that was imposed on women.
Well, absolutely. And of course, in the last 30 years, it has been, since the Civil War, it has been imposed by all of the more conservative groups that that returned to Afghanistan.
Well, it's a revelation. And I hate to sort of, you know, hammer on about the issue of women, but, you know, I haven't really seen more than a handful in four trips there, let alone.
No, right.
I'm looking at a picture now where there are three women sitting in a school, university students, and I see all of their knees.
It's shocking. Well, actually, I have some news reel of that era that I picked up, which from the 1970s, which shows women part of board meetings, which women being as leaders, women who are heads of organizations, of course, as members of the cabinet, and the way they dressed and the way they interacted was what you see, exactly. In the rest of the world.
Amazing.
This is something that you hardly hear about that era of Afghanistan.
When you went back to the country in 2002, I wonder if you visited some of the places you knew as a child, saw, you know, family that you might have left behind, and I wonder if you saw any hope there.
Well, absolutely. First of all, when I went in February of 2002, of course, this was just a month and a half right after the liberation and the removal of the Taliban. The whole country looked very gray. I could hardly see any color in the country. I mean, everything looked very gray and very desolate. And despite all of that, one of the things that really gave me a strong sense of optimism was, as I talked with people, that even with all of the what they had experienced during the time of the Taliban and all of the other prior savagery, they were quite excited. And basically, there was a deep sense of optimism and you know, that really gave me a strong belief that despite all of the difficulty that people have gone through, people's, you know, we have to really believe in people's spirit. The Taliban might have been very brutal, but they were not able to break the will and aspirations and of the people.
Great stuff. Thank you so much.
Okay, my pleasure.